Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome.
Can you hear me now, Smundy?
Oh, that's better.
Yeah.
We're back, baby.
We are back.
We could have.
Couple months on a hiatus, but now we're having a party.
I think it was really only like a
it's
month.
All right, I'm up to it.
Month and
the
a week.
Football season is terrible.
What's
been
that?
About 2 months, yeah. Lots happened. G-men are already flushed down the toilet, so you have that going for us.
Holy shit, yeah. That happened quick.
Clearly, I don't know anything about football. I've been so excited to talk some NBA because football, my fantasy teams all stink. The Giants stink. And this has not been a good football season for Josh.
I did hear you had a big win yesterday in fantasy, your first W.
I was 0-5, so it looks like I'm gonna get a win this week. So yeah, it was a big day.
Pretty good. Tone, how was your run?
My run? I had no running today.
Oh,
nice.
Oh, that. Where'd you go, Saturday?
Got a rest, yeah. Big run on Saturday. For anyone that doesn't know that's listening, I am running in the New York City Marathon in 3 weeks. And running for a great charity called Minding Your Mind. It's a mental health awareness charity. If you haven't donated it already, please do. Anything. $5, $10, even a dollar is appreciated. Thank you.
Anything, Aries. Thank you.
Had to get
we'll
that
be in the city.
Had to get that drop.
November 4th, right?
November 4th. Yeah, the big run. First of many.
Are you running in the Frank Ntilikina jersey?
Yeah. What are you? What are you wearing? Actually, what attire? I mean, that's a big deal, what you're picking to wear. You could wear, what was that? You said the picture of the Giant fan holding a Sam Darnold t-shirt. like a giant t-shirt. That'd be a good one to do.
That would be pretty good.
What do you think about that, Juice?
I don't know. I don't like it. Just make sure that your nipples are well protected,
Oh, chafing is
your
real.
Nipples? Yeah, my nipples are very hard. Talk about
chafing is a real thing. Put some Vaseline on before and you're good to go. It's the key.
Those nipples right.
Yeah.
Alright, who wants to start with their 8 on the east and 8 on the west?
I'll kick it off. Well, first Toronto, they're still gonna they weren't first last year, were they? No, Cleveland was, right? First season? No,
Toronto was actually Cleveland was fourth. Toronto was
won. Oh, yeah, That's right. So, I think Kawhi is just going to kill it. I'm keeping Toronto number one, Boston two, Philly three, Miami four, Milwaukee five, number six, Indiana six. Hold on. Let me check my paper over here.
Check your notes.
Well, Washington and Detroit to round it out. A little iffy with the Wizards, though. I feel like they're going to tank it, but I don't know. I feel like they just have too much talent to suck it that bad right away.
All right, let's run through it real quick. You said Toronto, Boston,
Philly.
Indiana,
Milwaukee, Miami, Washington, Detroit.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. Interesting. Right, for the East, I went Boston number one. I think they're going to win anywhere between 60 to 65 wins. I think they'll have the most wins in the NBA. So I really like Boston. I like their how deep they are, how athletic they are. So I'll go with Boston 1. Toronto, I got the 2 spot. three spot, I got Milwaukee. I think their coach is great, and Giannis should take another leap. Four, Philadelphia. Five, Indiana, which was the same last year. Indiana was five last year, I believe. Six, I went Charlotte. I think they'll surprise. I like Kemba Walker in a contract year, so a little bit of a surprise. I went six, Charlotte. Seven, Miami. Seven, I think Spoelstra is the top five coach, and they're all grit and grind, and they'll just, hammer people. So seven, Miami. And then the last spot at eight, I gave it to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Ooh. I think
Love is just going to tear it up this year.
Yeah, I just think the team, they still have some talent. I think we'll get to see Tyronn Lue. Maybe he'll, I think we get to find a team coach. I like them on defense. So, yeah, I'll go Cleveland. Now, you'll notice I left off the Wizards. I think the Wizards are going to implode. I think Dwight Howard is a cancer. He's the Dwight Bolo virus.
He's got his injured ass right now.
But yeah, I left them off.
I struggle with that one. I don't want to include them, but I don't know. I feel like there's so much talent, but yeah, I'm like rooting for them to just like totally just be terrible this year and just have chaos. Everyone's going crazy over there.
All right. I like it. All right, so here's my rundown. I got Beantown at number one. That's if they stay healthy, though. I mean, Kyrie, has he proven at all that he's ever been able to really be healthy? So I got them number one. And then Hayward, we'll see with the injury, the recovery from the ankle. But
yeah, it's gonna take him a while to come back. I think it was like normal self.
Right, but them healthy, that might be the second best starting five in the league. Two, I got the Raptors. I mean, they're really being slept on. They're always slept on because LeBron owned them for all those years. But guess what? LeBron's not in the East anymore. So, I mean, they could easily be the number one seed. So I got them too. Look out for Kawhi, to have a breakout year. Three, I got Indy. Oladipo, proving he's one of the best shooting guards in the game. Four, I got Philly. Five, Milwaukee. Look out for Giannis, MVP candidate. Six, I got the Heat. Seven, I got the Cavs. Yes, I got the Cavs at seven. I don't know why, but I don't know. I think the East is just kind of like, not wide open, but I don't know. Kevin Love maybe steps up a little bit more. I'm going to regret that one probably, but you never know. It could be a sleeper.
Wait, so both you guys, you don't have Detroit, right?
No, I don't.
Well, hold on. Number eight, I have the almost Bullets, almost not making the playoffs. I think possibly they sneak in, but trust me, I did think about the Pistons, and I did think about Charlotte. I think it could go either way for that seven or eight. I mean, those three teams are kind of, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, kind of a crapshoot.
There's nothing special about them, but
right.
With Drummond and Griffin, that's a pretty tough duo to not make the playoffs. If they're healthy, I'd be shocked if they aren't there, but that's a big if too.
Right.
Colin, you had Indiana at number three. That's surprising.
Yeah.
They got Tyreke Evans, which, I think he's going to be a huge signing for them or whatever. Did they trade for him? Either way, he's on. Yeah, he's gonna ease up for Oladipo because they need a guy that can like handle the ball too and get to the rim. They didn't really have that last year outside of Oladipo. He's gonna make it a lot easier for him.
For sure, and then
I think he's so underrated. He's a really good player. He gets pops, but I don't think people really know how good he is. He's never really been on TV as much. You know what I mean? You don't see him. He's on Memphis. He's on the Kings, right?
He's been on these teams. Yeah, if you have league pass, you see him. Otherwise, forget it.
Yeah,
yeah. And then they got Miles Turner. They got Sabonis. Who else they got? Who plays the three for them? Lance is gone.
Bogdanovic.
Yeah, Bogdanovic. They have like a low key kind of a kind of a nice team.
Collison, the solid point guard.
Yeah. Shouts to big up. Shouts to Bugs. We're shouting you.
Dinwiddie.
the newly married man.
Yeah, congrats to him. Looks like he had a great time in St. Lucia. But yeah, I think they got a decent squad. So we'll see. We'll see.
Good. All right, Paul, you want to kick us off with the West?
You want the Western Conference now?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
All right, well, do I even have to say number one? Whatever. It's those Jerry's from the Bay.
The Warriors.
Number two, Warriors. Utah. I think they're going to have a great year.
Wow, two.
Number two. Houston, number three. I think Melo's going to have a rebound year and kind of get his critics off his back for, at least one more year. Denver at four. Mini at five. That's assuming that Butler stays, which I think he ends up staying. And I think Towns has a great year, and hopefully Wiggins does too. Thunder at six. Pelicans at seven. And Portland at eight. So who do I leave off?
The Zers, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, San Antonio I don't have on there.
Okay. Okay, this is going to be intriguing. If Juice leaves a certain team off, this is going to be very intriguing. Go ahead, Juice.
So I had fun doing this with the West. It's like really hard, and you end up leaving off, I think, two or three teams that are really good. But one, I went with the Golden State Warriors. Two, I went with the Houston Rockets. I'm really looking forward to see how Melo plays with the rest of the guys, and see if they really got. They got worse because everyone's kind of down on Houston. Three, I went Utah. I'm really high on Utah. I think Donovan Mitchell is a star in the making. Joe Ingles, I think, is the best shooter, outside
ever?
Of Steph Curry. So, and I love their center, Rudy Gobert. So four, I went OKC. Four, I felt a little iffy about that because they got so many injuries, but I think when it's all said and done, they'll be four. Five, I had Denver really high on them. Six, I went Los Angeles Lakers. I think they'll be in the sixth spot. Seven, Anthony Davis and New Orleans Pelicans will be seven. And then eight, I had a really hard time picking the eighth team, but I ultimately went with the Portland Trailblazers. So I left off with the San Antonio Spurs. I think that this is the year that they don't make it, and they kind of just have to reevaluate things. Too many injuries. Maybe I would have felt better about them if they, their point guard.
Walker. Yeah.
So that's how I have it.
All right. So.
And I left off Minnesota.
Okay.
Yeah, that's like me and you flip-flop. You had L.A., right? And I left them off. So I think those are like the.
Oh my God! I'm just realizing
two different teams.
I'm just realizing.
Yeah, I left off the Lakers. I just realized that too. But you know what? See.
Wow.
It's not gonna be easy for. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous. Yeah. I mean,
a lot of people are 50-50 on them. Some people leave them off. Some people have them as eight. I don't know. I have them high. I have them at six. I think.
But yeah. You're right. You just I definitely have them up.
Somebody was even saying that they could be as high as a three seed. Like, well, I don't know. Like, I'm done doubting LeBron James. So,
I mean, that team could implode also too. There's so many personalities. Maybe the young guys can't take like his like hard, the way how hard he is on teammates or whatever. You never know with that stuff.
Or it goes the other way, and they're in awe of him and idolize him.
That's exactly. Or they could just be like, they could be like an actual contender. You never know.
Yeah.
LeBron. So,
all right. So my eight: Warriors number one, two the Rockets, three the Jazz, four the Thunder. So Juice and I,
Thunder.
We have the similar top four. I got the Lake Show at five. I think.
Wow.
I think I don't know, man. I like their team even before LeBron. I like the baby Lakers. I like the young talent they have, and then you got that goon squad as a second string. So, I like it. I don't know. We'll see. Six, I got the Pels. I think the Pelicans really came on strong at the end last year. I think AD is another MVP possible candidate. Seven, I got Denver. I think they're like they just missed the playoffs last year. I think they're ready to go this year. And then eight, I got the Clippers. Yeah, I got the Clippers. If they're healthy, if they're
the
healthy,
Clippers, what?
Yeah, wow. if they're healthy, you got what's his face? You got Tobias Harris. You got
Lou Williams,
sixth man of the year, and you got what's his face? Defensive point guard. If he's healthy, he hasn't been healthy the last few years. Patrick Beverly.
Beverly.
Then you got Gallinari. I mean, he's never healthy. But
they got my draft. Well, he's not a sleeper since he got drafted so high. But Jerome Robinson is on the team.
Yeah,
from Boston College.
Then they got Shea Alexander. Shea Gilgit.
Yeah,
Gil.
It's just crazy because now I'm like thinking about like these teams that are at the bottom that were picking to like 8 and that we're struggling to get in. That conference is just like, it's ridiculous. Like how many good teams are going to get left out?
Well,
or like playing with like the Warriors in the first round. Like imagine the Lakers Warriors in the first round.
That'd be awesome. That'd be crazy. But guys, we all left off the Spurs.
Yeah. I mean it's got to come to an end. It has to eventually.
You know,
I would have felt better if they didn't have the injuries.
Yeah, if they had Lonnie, I mean, but still, like their team is still got Aldridge and DeRozan. Like that's still a pretty good combo.
No,
oh, for sure. Yeah,
I know. It's
that conference. The conference is just ridiculous. It's crazy.
I know it really is crazy. Like leaving the Spurs off. I think they haven't missed the playoffs. Since the year before Duncan was drafted, or were they injured 1 year? Like really injured 1 year and missed it. No, it's probably since...
I don't know, man. But 2000. Like, yeah, I think it's been...
No, 98 or something. 98, 97 or something.
When I was drafting up, I was writing all my picks down in an email. I wrote in parentheses, I'm going to be completely wrong about the Spurs, and they're going to end up being the 3 seed. So I fully expect all 3 of us wrong, and Pop to do it again, and they'll be the 3 seed.
Yeah. No, I mean...
We'll see.
Yeah, it could go...
So what? No Knicks on there, huh? Nobody.
Nah.
Well, we'll get to that. I'm going to go through my quick picks right now, and then you guys can go through yours or comment. I have the NBA Finals. I have it as Golden State beating Boston in 6 games. I think Kevin Durant wins the MVP for the 3rd straight year, and that'll pave the way for him to join the Knicks in the summer of 2019.
Boom, baby.
Sure.
My MVP, I have LeBron James winning the MVP. The Coach of the Year, I have Quinn Snyder. Defensive Player of the Year, I have Joel Embiid.
Whoa.
Rookie of the Year, yeah, I have him, Defensive Player of the Year. And then Rookie of the Year, I have Luka Doncic. Hopefully we get to see his beautiful mom a lot.
Hey.
The sixth man, I have Dennis Schroeder, sixth man of the year. Most improved player, Jamal Murray. Hopefully he can elevate the Denver Nuggets. I have the Orlando Magic getting the first pick. And then I'll round it out by saying the stars that'll be traded this season. I have Marc Gasol getting dealt, John Wall getting dealt, Jimmy Butler getting dealt, and CJ McCollum getting dealt.
Jesus,
McCollum, huh? Really?
That's a lot of that's a lot of movement there.
I think it's going to be a wild year.
Yeah, you're right. I think you're right. I think you're right. We're going to see some shit. All right, Paul.
All right. So, finals? I mean...
Yeah.
Rockets? Celtics and Celtics are going to win.
Wow.
Wow, okay.
I think finally this is the year where they're able to take them over. Okay. I think that they had them last year, just,
Chris Paul's healthy. Who knows?
What else? Rookie of the Year? A little out of the box. Wendell Carter Jr.
Nice.
Okay.
It's a good one.
I don't think he paired up with Bagley. If he was on like a separate team where Bagley wasn't taking the touches with him, people would have seen like he would have been putting up like 25 and 10, ridiculous numbers. He's been playing great in the preseason. Most improved player, Frank Ntilikina.
Woo! There it is.
Wow.
You better not
My
be
young
trolling.
God. I always give him a hard time, but he's gonna kill it this year.
Oh, shut up, you freaking... Oh, I hear it in your voice.
No, I am. He'll be good. He'll be good. He'll be all right. That's my pick. Go with it.
All right,
whatever. Really play well.
Whatever.
Sixth man of the year. Will Barton. Once he's starting, is he?
Nice. I think he was Will Barton. He was my pick last year, I think, actually, for six or most improved or sixth man. I forget what I did. That's a good pick.
Okay. Coach of the year, Fizdale.
Woo, okay. So that's saying, wait, hold on. So you're saying, because to get coach of the year, they got to what, make the playoffs? Or almost make the playoffs? I mean.
Like really close. Like, they're in it. So, like, they're in the hunt for, like, the, you know, the final week. Like, they're in it. Like, they're playing meaningful basketball for, like, for the last week.
I think, yeah, and I think with the media and all the hype, yeah, I could definitely see them, like, giving that to him, you know? Unless there's something, like, completely out of the ordinary where, like, one of these trash teams, like, makes the playoffs or makes a significant leap. I could see that.
Right. So what else, though? Did I say most improved player? Yeah, I got Frank on that. MVP I'm missing, right? Let's see. I heard Antetokounmpo Combo's, like, way, way better in coming up this year. Like, the offseason, people are just, like, raving about him, that they're going to be shocked, like, how much better he is.
Which is scary.
I like their squad.
Which is nuts.
And I like their team to begin with, so hopefully I think they're gonna have a really good year and just kills it.
Yeah.
Big trades. I think he's gonna stay. Outside of that, man, I'm really sure. I don't know. I'll leave that one blank for now. And then what was the next one?
I think that's all. Did you get rookie of the year?
It.
Oh yeah, Wendell Carter, you said.
Yeah, what did you say, Juice? Marc Gasol was one of them?
So the people I think getting traded were...
Oh, wait. I got a good one that I totally forgot about. I think Anthony Davis might. Because they know they're going to lose him.
Damn it.
I can honestly see him going to L.A.
That was going to be one
of the young kids.
That was going to be one of mine.
Yeah, that's the one that I could really, really see happening. Outside of that, I don't know. I think that's about it.
I just hope Austin...
AD to Boston?
Yeah, I hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah,
that's terrible.
It actually might happen because they can't sign Rozier. They don't have enough money for him, so they might try and, like, flip him and, like, a few of their draft picks, maybe with like Jalen Brown or something. And that would do it for them, man.
Wow,
they still have two high draft picks. It's scary.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. If you're the Pelicans, if you know he's going to go to LA. Like, wouldn't you take Brown, Rozier, and like one first rounder, maybe two first rounders? Of course, right?
Hell yeah!
Take one of
What can the
Lakers? And if I was Boston, I would, if I was Boston too, I'd do it. I'd be like, you know what? He'll probably put us over the edge.
What can the Lakers package in that? Like, what would get it done from Kuzma, the Lakers?
Oh, man, I guess
everything.
Yeah, they need to give up a lot.
It'd have to be like Ingram. Kuz, maybe.
Kuzma.
Right? Two of those guys, pick. Right? And a pick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He could demand a lot, but, I mean, he's definitely, obviously, he's not staying in New Orleans. I doubt it. So.
No.
They're going to have to make a decision. It's like, they just want to keep him and, like, think they can make a run this year. Or just be like, you know, we're not there. Kind of restock it, because that'd be the worst. Like, say they, like, you know, get on the first round and he just leaves, like, for nothing. That's terrible.
It really would be a shame if he left. You know what I mean? Like, it's bad enough that, like, there's a NBA team in New Orleans. And I don't know how, like, their attendance is or how engaged the fans are. Obviously, it's a football town, first and foremost.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, it'd just be devastating. Like, no one's going to go. You know what I mean? If, like, these big stars keep leaving these small markets, you know?
I really don't feel too bad because, you know, they talk about us being the big market and who the hell comes here, so... We might as well have been in New Orleans for the past 20 years too.
Right, but I think
you know what I mean?
At least I'm hoping we've positioned ourselves now where you know that's going to change. But
yeah. And yeah. I agree with Josh. I think KD will be in the Garden come next year.
Yeah, I think we all agree with that. That's happened. I mean, that's where all the noise is coming from now. I mean, it was never this strong in 2010 with LeBron. You know, we all thought, it has to happen, right? But, like, it was never this, like, obvious.
No.
Yeah, this has to happen now. Durant will go down as, like, the most hated person ever if he doesn't come back. Now they're hyping it up so much. Oh, my God. I don't even think about it. All right, let me run through mine. So finals, boring as hell. Warriors over Celtics. You know, I think the Celtics, I think it's going to be a great finals, but, you know, again, I agree with Warriors winning it, KD winning a third finals MVP. And don't we want that? You know what I mean? Don't we want him to do all that? Because what if they, like, lose?
Yeah.
And there's, probably, like, unfinished business. I'm re-signing. Like, oh, that would be horrible. You know what I mean? So we kind of have to, like, root for the Warriors a little bit, unfortunately. MVP? I don't know. I'm between, like, Davis, Giannis, and LeBron. I can't decide. I think it's going to be one of those three. Like,
you got to pick one, Harry.
All right. LeBron, I mean, it's probably going to take him a little while to get gelled with them. So I'm gonna take him out. AD, you know, he's got, like, the injury issue sometimes. Plus, there could be all the speculation with the trading. Like, what if a trade does happen? They're going to give him an MVP if he's on two different teams. So I'm going with Giannis. I mean, the guy's a freak.
Okay.
He's an alien. Yep. I mean, like you were saying, like, they said he's gotten... Well, you saw the picture of him all ripped up. Remember that? Over the summer?
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. And how old is he still? He's only, like, what? Like, 24?
24.
Like,
25.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. That's wild.
That's scary. Really scary to think about. All right, so I'm going to go with Giannis. Coach of the year, I'm going to go with Brad Stevens. Has Brad Stevens won it yet? Or, like, he hasn't actually won one, has he?
Who got it last year? Didn't Snyder get it last year, too?
No, last year was...
Was it Stevens last year? Because, I mean, he didn't have Kyrie or Hayward, and he went, you know, he was a game away from the finals. I think it was him.
Yeah,
I think it might have been Steve Kerr.
Really? No. Even though didn't he? No, I think he, like, missed like 30 games too.
I'll tell you right now.
They had like I think they actually had like a better winning percentage when he wasn't there.
No, the coach of the year last year was Dwayne Casey.
Oh, Dwayne Casey,
and then he got fired.
Who got fired?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Then he got fired.
Yes.
That's crazy.
So I don't know if Stevens has ever won it.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
This is only what? This is his third year or fourth year?
This will be his fourth year.
I think this is fourth year.
Oh, it might be his third, actually. I don't freaking know. But yeah.
Fuck Eddie.
So I think he's going to win it. Rookie of the year. I think it's going to be... Wait, Paul. Oh, you said Wendell Carter. I think it's going to be Luka.
Wendell Carter.
I think it's going to be Luka. What we've been seeing in preseason, this dude is like... He looks so out of shape. And like... Doesn't he just like look weird? You know what I mean? Like his body... He's like 6'8", so he's tall, but he's got like this big, like, I don't know, he looks like a tight end.
He's a little athletic.
What's that?
He's like Dirkish. Dirkish never like look, right. You know, Dirk never looked like he was in great shape either. He had like that flabby, lanky, you know, like, but he gets it done.
Right.
He's smart.
Yeah, he's a perfect Maverick. So,
he's a heir apparent. He's gonna make everyone forget about Dirk.
Yeah, like if that's a great league pass team, I feel like, because we're not gonna see them. I don't know if we'll see them too much on national TV, but that's a good league pass team. I wish if I had league pass, I'd be tuning into the Mavs just to see Luka with Dennis Smith Jr. and who else is on that team? Not much else, but those two guys would be. Most improved player. Now this one I struggled with, but. If Jimmy Butler does get traded, Andrew Wiggins, most improved player. I think maybe he steps in and, I don't know, takes that
I
next
can see
step.
It. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
That's only sense. If Jimmy gets traded, though. If Jimmy stays there, it's just going to be turmoil and chaos.
Yeah, he's gonna probably curl up in a ball and just hate his life. Yeah,
yeah. Six man, I went with Marcus Smart. I think this guy... I think this guy finally gets his praise, you know. I mean, he doesn't put up, like, the numbers, but it just, you know, he's, like, the perfect, like, I don't know, garbage player. Is that the correct term?
Yeah.
You know, on a potential championship team. So, he's like the Celtics
Iguodala. The intangible. Mr. Intangible God.
Yeah. He's their Iguodala. So, I think I could see him winning it. And then, defensive player of the year. I'm going... with my French son, Frank
Ntilikina. Oh!
Yeah.
Frank's got a lot to live up to with this spot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think All right. For the record, I don't know if he'll. It's highly doubtful. I think he wins Defensive Player of the Year in his second year when he's not even of drinking age. But who knows? Maybe first team All Defense. I could definitely see that. But I don't know about Defensive Player of the Year. But I'm just gonna say it because I love him, and that's it. So
I forgot to say my Defensive Player of the Year. I'm going with my man, the French guard, Rudy Gobert on Utah.
That's a good way. He's won it before now, right?
Yeah, he's won it at least once. If he stays healthy, he'll probably get it again. He's an animal.
Yeah, yeah.
So I got a question. So Paul brought up that he thinks Fizdale is going to win Coach of the Year. So, like, how many wins do you – I think the over-under is set at 28.5 for the Knicks. Everyone has been saying the under. How many wins do the Knicks get? And, like, what's the expectation for our Knicks?
Well,
I think they can honestly get like 35-ish.
Well, we were texting earlier. I go, what if KP was playing, right? And Paul, I think you said 35 wins would be the over-under. So,
yeah, I did some research. I did some digging, and that's what I came up with. I think with KP, they'd be definitely a playoff team at over 500.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's tough to
think. I think Fizdale's really going to, like, just – I think he's just going to change everything. Like,
yeah.
Be surprised. Just playing hard – like every night in the NBA will get you a lot of wins. Man.
Look at the Celtics. I mean, that guy, Stevens just got them to dig in, you know? I mean, I don't know. Really, just motivation does a lot. Because these guys are getting paid a lot of money. These guys get paid a lot of money. It takes a lot more than just showing up to get them to really play. You know, you get complacent. So, I could definitely see that with KP. I mean, he comes back around Christmas time. If they're like a 500 team or around 500 around Christmas time, he comes back. I mean,
right. That's what I'm kind of banking on too. That he comes back at like at the end of the year type thing.
Right.
A lot of things have to go right. I mean, Knox has to really step in right away. The rookie can play well. Frank's got to like really, really improve a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I think he will. And Cantor, he's a rock. He'll be good. Outside of that, Timmy has to have like a career year for him.
Yeah,
Lance sure. as well, but it's definitely doable.
I saw something that the toughest stretch of the year that they have is in January.
Always,
where they have
always
like eight out of they have a stretch of nine games, right? And eight out of the nine games are all playoff teams, and then the ninth team is the Los Angeles Lakers. So somehow they could split or do all right in that nine-game stretch. They'll be all right. I think
why does it 20-30. Why does the NBA do this to us every year?
Every freaking year. It's insane. They get our hopes up. They get the fans' hopes up. And then the new year comes and, it's the schedule's like insane.
It's like, oh, Christmas is over. Fuck the Knicks button.
Yeah.
What the hell is it? It happens every year. Fuck the Knicks. Unbelievable.
That's a good one.
I don't know. I really have no idea when Kristaps Porzingis is coming back. I think he's getting anxious. Like, he wants to play. But if they're losing tons of games, like, it's just not smart to have him come back. I don't think he'll be back Christmas time. I think, if anything, it would be February. I really don't know. Like, I don't know, but
I think if they're in the Hartford playoffs, you think, like, you would probably come back, right? He'd be itching to come back, I would think, no?
Yeah, I think so.
You could tell he's dying to get out there. I mean, he's been at the training facility with the team. He's been sitting on the bench with the team for home games, looking good in those suits. He had a nice little tan the other day.
Yeah.
A little bronzer, you know?
Yeah,
we'll see. So with that being said, let's go into another topic that we've been kind of debating. What's their starting lineup going to be Wednesday night?
I think it's going to keep it pretty not like non-dramatic. It's going to be Burke, Hardaway, Knox, Lance, Cantor.
Okay, Juice.
And I guess Lee will come off the bench, and Frank will be like the top two guys off the bench.
Wait, Frank and who?
I agree with Paul.
Frank and who?
Lee.
Oh, and Lee. Okay. Who hasn't played in the preseason? He's got like a neck injury or something? I was reading.
Yeah, something's up with him. But Fizdale sounds like he's going to have a big role in the team. So I think they'll probably want to pair him a lot with Frank because he's a veteran, kind of.
Right.
Good to have them both out there.
Right. Juice, so you agree with that lineup?
Yeah, three of Paul. I think this is going to be the same. Yeah, what he said. Just Burke, Hardaway, Knox, Lance Thomas, and Cantor.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's going to be the starting lineup. What I want it to be. Frank, Tim. I guess Knox. Yeah, you want to just throw him out there. Fuck it. Lance and Cantor. Yeah, I don't know. What do you guys think of Trier? I mean, Trier, I can't pronounce those names. Like, he looks so good those
Trier,
first...
Trier,
yeah. Isozo. He looks so good those first few preseason games. Now, it's preseason. I shouldn't get all worked up. But the last game, he just looked kind of pedestrian. I mean, what are we really going to see from this dude? Like, is he a potential, like... I don't know. Like, could he be a starter in the league at one point?
Nah, I don't think so. I think he's the type of guy, like, you hope to, maybe like just like a quick scoring punch off the bench. Just like, you know, okay. That's what he's known for. That's what he's supposed to be. I don't think he's a guy. You see, when he gets the ball, he's pretty much a black hole. Like, he wants to go to the rim.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that's going to mesh too much if, like, he's in the starting five with a lot of guys that demand the ball. He's the type of guy you put in off the bench that, hey, you're in there to score, you know, just go after it.
Right. Yeah,
you know,
I saw
pair him with like a defensive pair him with like a defensive guard and, you know, second unit. That's about it, which is fine. He was, you know, an undrafted kid.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I mean, if he could be scoring punch off the bench, I mean, and it seems like he could defend a little bit. I'll take it. I mean, it's a pleasant surprise, and then hopefully Mitchell Robinson, we could see, you know, a good amount of him. But offensively,
he's probably the most. He's probably the guy I'm most excited about. Like the long-term future out of anyone on the team.
Yeah, he's it's so funny though because he's got like zero offensive game other than like dunks.
He can't do anything. he's so raw, but you can see it.
He had a wide open 15 footer I think in the last preseason game or two preseason games ago, and it just completely missed. It was so bad.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
He's got a lot.
Yeah, he's a little awkward, but
yeah, for sure.
There's something there.
But defensively, have you ever seen a guy block more like 3-point shots in your life? Like, it's insane. Between summer league and preseason, I've seen him block a 3-pointer like 5 times. It's insane.
Yeah,
he's an absolute freak of nature. So yeah, I'm excited.
He's like a more athletic Camby almost.
Yeah, that's a good comparison. Very like bony and skinny and shit. So we'll see. I mean, yeah, this season's gonna be very unpredictable. So I don't know.
Sure.
Yeah, well, we need.
Can't wait.
Yeah, we need to see improvement for sure. What else on the NBA? What did we miss?
Joakim Noah? No, he's not even worth talking.
Is the
about.
Team gonna pick him up? I mean,
nah. What do you think about the Brooklyn Nets?
Oh, Adam. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we got a shout-out. Big up! Mr. Adam Arecchio, biggest Nets fan alive, which might be true,
Happy
actually.
Birthday, Jerry.
Oh, yeah, happy birthday.
The over-under for them, I think, was 32.5.
We're having a party.
Wow, so 3 games higher than the Knicks? Or wow. 5 games higher? Wow.
Yeah, a couple games.
4 games. Back.
Well, didn't Zach Lowe have them as like a fringe playoff team or something like
well,
that?
Well, that's the thing. I was kind of thinking about them for my 8th spot, but I just, I don't know, I couldn't do it. I think they're very well coached. I think Atkinson is really, really good. They got some interesting pieces. I love their center, Jared Allen. I call him Wilt Chamberlain. He looks great.
That's my guy.
He's really, really good. And then they got, you know, let's see if D'Angelo Russell can finally do something. You got to stay healthy and live up to that number 2 pick. And then I like this guy, Caris LeVert. I was watching him. He looks pretty good.
He's legit, man. He can score. But I feel like with them, they have so many guys that are like how are you going to play Dinwiddie, Russell, LeVert, Crabbe at like the same time? You know what I mean? Like, they have a lot of pretty like similar players.
Yeah, it's a lot of, like,
I think,
little above-average players. Yeah,
They'll probably trade Dinwiddie. They do have two first-round picks. They have their own pick. They finally have their own pick after all these years. And then they have Denver's pick as well. They got Denver's pick when they acquired Ken Free. So they could be a team that is, like, playing, you know, the trade deadline a little bit. But I think they're going to get the over. I could see them. They're going to be competing for that 8th seed, I think.
Yeah, I could see that. They always played hard last year, too, for Atkinson.
Yeah, they're going to be
It would be best. The best thing for them, ironically, I think it'd be amazing if they tanked and then got a low pick, because they could really use, like, a top 5 pick. But I bet, ironically, the way it works out, I bet you they play really good basketball, they play hard, and I bet you they're competing for that playoff spot.
Yeah, I know. It would behoove them to actually tank, but they just don't have that type of team, I feel like. You know, they have guys who are, what, mid-20s? You know what I mean? They're not like one of these really, really young teams, which is a lot of the league where, like, the Knicks can afford
to take them. What about Boogie?
Boogie!
Comes think back. He's going to, like, play well for them, or just kind of be like a forgotten man and plays like 15, 20 minutes a game?
I don't know.
No.
So, like, do you actually think, like, they'll actually, like, feed him and, like, feature him a lot? And, like, you know what I mean? Really as a go-to player.
He's going to be playing. I think he won't come back until he's, like, 100% fully good to go. And then when
he'll be their five, right? Like, he'll be the center.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. He'll be there. And he's right? Playing for his next contract, so he's got to play good.
Yeah.
But I could see.
Yeah, I'm curious about that.
I could see Golden State re-signing him if they figure they may lose Kevin Durant, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I still can't believe he's there. It's crazy.
I know.
It's so stupid.
It's stupid. Yeah, this preseason, this offseason, I already can't, like, wait for the offseason, and the regular season hasn't even really started yet, but,
yeah.
But, as far as big trades, I didn't really get to chime in. I mean, I definitely agree about Anthony Davis. I think that could potentially happen, but one that could definitely happen is, and you guys both had them as the A seed in the West, but I think Damian Lillard to the Lakers, you know, something like that could possibly happen. That there were some rumors of
well,
that.
Well, Josh, you said McCollum, right?
Or McCollum somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know, like, what, because they're clearly not good enough just them to do anything. So
no,
they're kind of stuck. That's like tough. What you do? You know what I mean?
Right. I mean,
I guess like trade in for a bunch of picks and like. Couple of young guys, or like I don't know.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we'll see. I mean, listen, if by the trade deadline, it's like looking evident that they're not going anywhere. I mean, they should do that.
Yeah.
But does Dame Lillard and LeBron work? Yeah, I guess that would work.
That would
probably work.
Sure.
You know, Lillard just plays off the ball a little bit more. I'm
that's
curious.
What I think. I'm curious about Lonzo.
Yeah, same.
LeBron.
Yeah, Lonzo and LeBron together. Like, it's going to be interesting.
LeBron's always going to have the ball in his hand for the most part. So what are you going to do? Like,
but
Lonzo's going to be, like, on the wing. Just, like, he's not a shooter.
But Lonzo,
like, you know, just setting up.
But you notice that Lonzo, he gets rid of the ball kind of quick. He's not really, like, a ball-dominant type.
Oh, no. Not at all. Yeah. Not at all. No, he's definitely, you know. But is it weird, though? Is he going to be bringing the ball up? Or, like, you
right.
know what I mean?
Right.
Is he going to be leading the break, or is, you know what I mean? Like, who's the main guy there? But maybe he's going to run with the second team, probably, right?
Yeah.
And then Rondo will probably start. I think Rondo's starting, and then I guess maybe Lonzo will come in. Maybe they'll try and like stagger him and LeBron because they know that too.
Right.
So.
I feel like Lonzo and Frank are more similar than we think. Is that like a weird take? Is that a weird take on my?
I don't think Lonzo can break. Lonzo can break down defenses a lot better.
Okay. Yeah, Frank needs.
I think
he struggles with that. Clyde gets on him all the time too.
Yeah.
Picking up his dribble, being kind of like, you know,
too quick
or whatever.
Too quick.
I think it'll click. It'll click when it. when it clicks with him, he'll be all right because the physical tools are there. He just got to get that mentality. But it's a big if. A lot of people don't change that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like that.
Right. I'll say this, though. Nick's Twitter is definitely real high on Frank. I don't know if you guys have noticed that, but I feel like most of the fan base is behind him, you know.
Yeah.
Take away Paul and incarcerated Bob. And
I picked him as my most improved player.
Yeah, but you were like kind of, you know.
I think so. It's only go up when you have a 4 points at 30% shooting.
I hate to laugh at my French son, but that was kind of funny. I mean, yeah. he did grow an inch. He gained 15 pounds of muscle. He looks like bigger. Like he just looks big. And I think all it takes is a little bit of improvement on offense. And you know, he's only 20. And I mean, we may have something serious here. But
sure.
Should we get into football?
So what's else in the cupboard over there, Jerry?
Juice.
Yo, want to talk about football?
Yeah.
We haven't caught up on anything. It's been a pretty.
Oh my God.
So what?
You may want to get nice and depressed. Oh, it's a Monday evening. I got to talk about football.
All
right, Giants are terrible. Dumpster fire. They're maybe worse than they were last year. I don't know how.
My pick for division winner with the Giants is not looking good.
Yeah, the only silver lining is it looks like Saquon Barkley is the best football player to ever play. But
no, that's not
good if you don't.
That's not even an understatement. Like this dude might be the most gifted football player of all time. Like that's not even like a crazy take. The guy is ridiculous.
He looks like Pro Bowl players out there look like high school kids that have no idea how to defend him. It's insane.
Yeah.
He's crazy.
All of this with no offensive line, no quarterback, no wide receivers are like, you know, standing around. He's incredible. But you know, if I had to go back, as amazing as it is having Saquon Barkley, like I think you should have taken Sam Darnold.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to rub it in, but he fucked up.
Yes, yeah, Sam.
Well, the one good thing I will say, but I don't know if it's a good thing.
But the thing is, though, listen. If they get, say they get a good quarterback next year in the draft, or they, you know, I signed Teddy Bridgewater at the end of the year. I don't know if the Saints will let him go. I don't think the Saints will let him go that easily because they just traded a third round pick for him. But, you know, say they hit the draft next year, then you have a really good quarterback to go along with Barkley. So, you know, what if they got a draft next year from, what was it, Oregon, Herbert, or whatever? What if he turns out to be better than Darnold? You know what I mean? It's like, you know, he killed him. That's a big if. It's a very big if.
Over the last, like, two, you could even say 3 years, all the bad teams, the bad teams that have been bad for a while who didn't have quarterbacks, they all have quarterbacks now. Who doesn't have a quarterback? You know what I mean? So I think if we get a top pick, we will have our choice.
Supposedly they might like trade Derek Carr, or they're probably going to cut him at the end of this year. I think Gruden doesn't like him at all. Like, would you
draft
a guy like that or not?
No, I wouldn't. I don't think whatever happened. I don't know if it's the injuries or whatever. He's not the same guy as he was like 2 years ago. He hasn't looked good. And speaking of dumpster fire, the Oakland Raiders is awful. That group
he obviously wasn't lasting 10 years. I don't think he's going to last 5. Like,
it's so
when you watch
bad.
Him on the sideline, he knows that he's just there for the check. Like, I don't know. There's something about it. He's just so like aloof, like during the game.
He had the best gig.
That was just that. That's just a bad marriage to go back like that. I don't know.
He had the best gig, man. He was the highest paid guy at ESPN, and now he's. Yeah. I mean, the one game they won, they barely won. They are complete dumpster fire. I mean, just a joke.
Yeah.
And the franchise has like no money apparently. That's why they couldn't sign Khalil Mack. Like they're actually like broke.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, like nothing's really out of the ordinary, right? Besides the Giants being terrible from the beginning of the year. everything is kind of
well
pretty status quo. No,
Pat. What about the Patriots? Business as usual, of course. But what about?
I mean, yeah, they're normal. They're totally fine.
What about Patrick? My Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I've heard it since I was in seventh grade. So,
unbelievable.
I love hearing his Kermit. He's like a mix of Kermit the Frog and like the LSU coach, Ogeron.
Oh, I love Ogeron. Yeah.
I love hearing him speak. But I think everyone's been talking about Mahomes, and you know who's not getting enough love? Like, I wouldn't even say he's MVP. My MVP is Todd Gurley. Every game, like,
yeah,
ridiculous. He's so insane.
Yep, coach of the year, McVay.
Yep. Yeah, the Rams, I think that's one thing we know for sure. The Rams are, like, ridiculous.
What about Baltimore?
Business as usual. They're always one of those solid teams, I feel like. I think I said that on the last pod. Like, they're always just one of those teams.
Whoa, what was that?
Whoa, was that a demon? Was that Satan?
What's going on? What's going on over there?
I got.
So, yeah, outside of that, nothing too crazy.
I think a demon is taking over Juice's body or something. I don't know what's happening.
So, you okay?
I'm fine. I don't know what it was.
It's freaking me out.
But real quick on the Jets, I mean, I'm conflicted, of course. Like,
listen, I'm good right now. Whatever the draft pick, there's so many bad teams right now. They're not even going to get a top like 5 pick. Now, all I care about is if they win or lose, whatever. Just keep on. Donald's improving. Like, you can tell from week one, he's so much better, more comfortable. The players have been saying it. The coaches get better every week. Stay healthy, and that's it, man. That's all I care about.
Yeah,
that's all I care about.
Yeah, no, he's looked great. You know,
is Bowles going to be the coach?
See, that's the
thing. Depends how they finish, man. I think, like, do we want them to go 7-9? And who knows? Maybe with Donald in the second. Like, look what happened with Goff and Jeff Fisher.
Yep.
All it took was to get a new coach, and look what happened.
Yeah.
It makes such a big difference. Like, do we want to be 8-8 when we should probably be, like, 11-5, 12-4?
Right.
Obviously, they don't have the talent right now, but I just don't want to get stuck like that.
Right. It's funny, though, because, like...
That's my worry.
We do have some, like, really talented players on both sides of the ball, but... And is a Le'Veon trade still in play? I thought I saw something today. That could still possibly
happen. Supposedly, he was supposed to report today, but he didn't show up, so...
Interesting.
Well, that was the rumor, that he was going to show up today, so... You know what? I'm not throwing big money at that guy, so...
Right. Right, yeah, there's no point.
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, no point. They got big bucks next year in the offseason. But yeah, I'm like, you know, if they beat the Vikings this Sunday, it's like, I think I want to say, oh, you know, this team's for real. But then don't they go to, like, Soldier Field the following week? You know, they could easily lose that. Like, I just don't want to get my hopes up.
They play Miami.
I think Miami might be the week after that. I don't forget. Regardless. I don't want to get too worked up, but yeah, NFL season is you know, weirder than ever, and you know, can't pick a game.
But Josh, do you want to lose out? I always forget what you say.
You know, I hate losing, but at this point, you know what? Every Sunday is miserable for me. Like, watching a Giants game is torture. It's brutal. It's really sad, too, to watch Eli, like, just go down in flames like this.
Yeah.
Like, he's actually hurting. He's hurting his Hall of Fame, bid, I think. Look, these are just terrible games. So it's just sad, but, you know, like, every franchise, when you have your franchise player, every franchise had to say goodbye, and it's sad, but I think they do it. But I said this last year. I thought he had maybe a year left when everybody else, Giants fans, were all like, oh, you know, we need Barkley. Eli just needs a line, and he's got 4 years left. Oh, 4 years? You guys are crazy. I thought maybe he had left. And now it's like there's no excuses left. They changed coaches. They changed lines. They paid the wide receiver. They got money back.
I mean, Beckham clearly can't stand him. He can't stand him.
So,
like, I feel bad for Eli. Like, he's getting like just like disrespected by like his own teammates like that.
Yeah, with Odell.
There's a way to handle things. They just don't handle it the right way. Like, obviously.
Right.
I don't know. And he always takes the high road and says the right thing. Like,
yeah.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Beckham just doesn't get it.
Right.
I will say that, like, the teams with the diva wide receivers, like the best wide receivers, they're all divas. They never end up going far in the playoffs or winning. I've never seen it happen. And the teams with the good quarterbacks with a good head on their shoulders, I see them win Super Bowls. So, like, I don't know. Odell, you know, once Eli's gone, we'll see how Odell does too. But I could see him getting traded eventually or. Or who knows, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, they have a lot to figure out.
Yeah, that whole dynamic is interesting, to say the least. I always thought there was, like, not tension between them, but they were, like, complete opposites. And then you see that commercial where they're, like, you know, dancing. You know, what was that, the Super Bowl commercial? They were doing the dirty dancing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, wow. Like, I was shocked. I was like, I never would think that they actually have a good relationship, but... It sounds like they just got paid and, you know, like, whatever. Like,
How many, like, 60-yard-plus field goals have there been in the NFL, like, ever?
How many what?
60-plus-yard field goals have there been in the NFL, like, ever?
I mean, there's always a few each year, but it's nothing like, you know, it's not a lot.
It's just ridiculous that this happened, like, 2 years in a row with the Giants.
Yeah.
Like, wasn't like the same week too? Like, either or, like, after that Philly game last year, like, that's when they just, like, spiraled out of control, and I feel like the same exact thing is going to happen after the Carolina game. Like, if they won that game, you could tell, like, they came back, it would have been a huge win.
Yeah.
They'd be right there. They would have rolled in probably for the next week. That just destroyed them. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, one kick like that.
It's a game of inches. It's a game of inches.
Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah. Yeah. But,
oh, fuck.
What else, guys? Anything? What'd we miss?
I think we got a...
Your preparation for the marathon, Harry.
Yeah, been a running fool, man. Been a running fool.
We're going to be there.
Oh, shit.
In juice.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll be there, man. Go on.
That's awesome. Love it. Love it. The good.
Where do you start? Staten Island, right?
Yeah, the Verrazano. Run over the Verrazano.
Wow.
And then, yeah, man. It's going to be fun. I can't wait.
That's crazy. Wow.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Make sure on your, in your headphones, you got the NBA on NBC theme. Get the Jordan intro theme
on loop.
On there.
On loop.
On loop.
That would be incredibly motivating.
The French national anthem sung by Frank.
That's great.
Yeah, man. So what's your dinner? I had some lobster mac and steak.
Wow,
it was
for
you.
You made that, or yeah, like, it was leftover?
Nah, this is my like people up family up yesterday, and Paula cooked the whole entire thing, like pounds of lobster and all types of shit. It's heaven right now in the fridge.
That sounds amazing. That's not. We're having
lobster, Bloody Marys. You know how I feel about the bloody. So that was like, oh my god.
Oh man.
What is that?
Satisfying.
I've been eating some good Turkish food. I want some hummus. I want some falafel.
Oh.
No. Okay.
Well, that's what we.
That's what I'm going for.
I haven't had Turkish.
Where's
since
the,
that night we did the first pot?
Yeah. What was it? What was that place again? Baba
Which place?
Near your apartment.
Oh, that's Lebanese. That was Tabbouleh.
Oh, Tabbouleh.
But there's a couple of spots in Jersey. There's like three or four restaurants called Toro's that I went to. Shout out to them. Really good Turkish food. So I gotta go back.
Oh man.
I gotta check that out.
Oh man, that's the one thing I miss about the city, all these exotic foods.
Yeah, man, food is good. Speaking
of Turkish, shout out to my man Ennis Cancer.
Yeah, so you just can't go. You can't go to London for that game, supposedly, right?
Oh, really?
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, they're saying like he's like unsure if he can go. Like he's not sure what will happen if he goes over there, so he might just stay here.
Shit.
Yeah, I don't know how like England. I don't know. Maybe because of the passport thing, I guess. But
yeah, that whole situation's wild. Really? Yeah. Is. I really hope he can play some defense this year. You know, I see him working on, like, his three-point shooting in the offseason. Like, dude, we don't need that. Just, like, can you, like, slide your feet? Like, can you play defense? Like, that's all I ask. You know? He could be an all-star if he could play some defense, you know?
He's going to have gonna put up some numbers, I think. He's going to rebound. He's going to score. Yeah. The defense, I don't know. But I like him. Like, just his whole personality, his positive attitude is really good for Mitchell Robinson. So,
Yeah, I think Ennis is going to be, you know, if he's healthy, like a 20-10 guy, you know, on this team. Before, you know, this is without KP, but.
He's going to put up some numbers.
Yeah, good fantasy player.
He loves it here so much. I could see him, like, he loves it here so much that I could see him taking, like, a hometown discount and signing for less money if he got, like, a multi-year deal come back, depending on who else. He's popular. Everybody loves him. And, I could see him playing in New York.
I would love that.
Yeah, he would have to take less money because, he's definitely going to, some teams will give him, like, a decent amount.
No, I think he can get,
he would have to turn down money. So.
Like, serious money.
He loves it there that much.
Yeah, but he'd be perfect.
Talk is cheap.
He'd be perfect.
Yeah.
Off the bench, like...
Yeah,
you know, sixth, seventh, eighth man, like whatever, on like a stacked Knicks team, that would be amazing. But yeah, I don't see it happening.
We'll see.
Yeah. All right, Jerry.
It's gonna be a good year, Harry.
Yeah.
Looking
forward to it. Can't wait. Let's do this a little more often. Hopefully, one in person soon. Please.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Cool.
All right. Adios,
Finito.
Peace.
Bye.